This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Music piracy. Is stealing music like robbing a record store? Do you download copyrighted music without paying for it? Do you burn your friends' CDs? This is called music piracy. Illegally downloading music is very common. Many people don't consider it stealing. According to various surveys, young people are the least likely to consider music piracy stealing. The internet has made it very easy to access music without paying for it. A site called Napster was built specifically for downloading and sharing free music. In 2000, Metallica sued Napster after one of the heavy metal band's songs was circulated online before the album was released. Napster was shut down in 2001. This didn't stop other sites from offering file sharing services. Some music lovers continue to support musicians financially. They buy CDs by their favorite bands or pay for single songs on iTunes. Other music lovers think artists earn enough money from concert tickets. The price of concert tickets has skyrocketed in recent years. Did you know that some musicians support file sharing? Indie bands rely on fans to share their music. Do you store all of your music on your computer or iPod? What happens if your computer or device crashes or gets stolen? Should you pay for your music a second time?
For a complete lesson based on this episode, join ESLLibrary.com. To preview our discussion starters, log in to www.esl-library.com. Click on the Lesson Plan Library. Scroll down to Discussion Starters. With ESL Library, preparing for class is easy.